apologize. I left my other two authors off the title page, Pat Zangoli and Eric Benson, who are both in the audience, so I should acknowledge them. This is a corollary of a larger project, looking at edge effects in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And I'll get into some of the objective here was basically to evaluate the effectiveness of Winkler litter extraction, which is a technique that I used, as well as pitfall trapping. A lot of ecological studies for the economy of sample sorting and IDs are forced to use one collection type or another and don't have the luxury of using multiple techniques. So the idea here was to compare these complementary ant sampling techniques in these two habitats and possibly make recommendations for other studies that would not be using both. This is a shot of Formica integra, one of the species that I found in the park. As I said, this was part of a larger sampling study looking at edge effects. I had 140 sampling stations that were focused around the park in the three major grasslands. You see Cades Cove, there was one here at Ocona Lufty, and also Cataluchi. I had transects that went across the transition between grassland and forest. These extended 45 meters into grassland and 45 meters into forest and crossed that edge zone. There were 14 transitional transects, like I have diagrammed here, and three forest controls, which were located at a depth into the forest, and three field controls, which were located entirely in field. These were sampled three times a year for 2 years. As I mentioned, I used both the complementary techniques of pitfall trapping and litter sifting. Most folks are familiar with pitfall trapping. My pitfalls consisted of 2-centimeter diameter test tubes that were half filled with propylene glycol. Those were placed inside a PVC sleeve, which was installed with a slide hammer. Then I used surrounding vegetation to shield the opening of that to prevent them from filling with water in the event of rain. Winkler litter sifting, if you're not an ant specialist, you may not be real familiar with this technique, so I'll talk about this in a little more detail. It's basically arthropod extraction from a meter square of litter. You first start by using a machete. You chop up your measured off meter square. You rake that into a bolus of detritus that you've collected. You put that inside a sifter. This is placing that bolus inside the sifter, and then you sift it, condensing it down. The siftate falls down into the bottom, which you then transfer to a nylon bag. That bag, then you carry with you, collect, do your sampling that day, and then at the end of the day you take that back to a field station or wherever you're set up, and you transfer it into a second mesh sack that is then suspended inside another closed nylon bag, which is suspended. As the matter dries, soil-borne arthropods, they try to find moisture, they leave that material, and they end up in an alcohol collection receptacle at the bottom. And this is a really practical technique. I used it out in the field. I could set up lots of these things, and I didn't have to have power. And it gives you similar results to what you would get out of a Berlazy sample, but you don't have to have the power requirements. So sampling techniques and efficiency, efficacy, total I identified 12,291 individual ant species. Individual ants, 59 species and 5 subfamilies. The way this broke down was that in the field I had a total of 38 species. 35 of those were captured with pitfall and 31 were captured with Winkler litter extraction. In the forest I had more richness. I had a total of 49 species that I captured there. 33 of those were captured with pitfall and 42 were captured with the Winkler extraction. If we look at this in another way, with a species accumulation curve, the solid line is actually the combined capture from both techniques. The dashed line without the small breaks, this line, is actually the Winkler result, and this would be the pitfall. So this first graph here is the forest, and you can see that the combined is clearly better as expected. Winkler is continuously better than pitfall trapping. It appears that the pitfall trapping just doesn't capture a lot of things that are associated with a more complex deep humus layer, not humus. And yeah, and a lot of those species just don't come to the surface, and they're not captured in a pitfall. In the field, it was a little bit of a different situation where the Winkler litter extraction actually started off better up until about the 40 sample size, and at 40 samples, Winkler extraction stopped accumulating species as efficiently as the pitfalling, and the pitfalling ended up winning out, being more similar to the combined capture. Now, if we look at this in terms of Sorensen ecological distance, so this is a measure of community stability. You can see that across all three sample techniques, the community was similarly stable. There wasn't much division among the three techniques or the combined techniques. Okay, there's a lot of numbers here. This is basically the first thing I'll talk about is abundance. So this first column, we're looking at just sheer abundance. In the forest, the combined capture was actually not significantly different from what I captured with the Winkler, with pitfall trapping falling out, capturing less abundance for the reasons that I mentioned. In the field, this was actually not the same story. The combined did capture more, with both pitfall and Winkler being not significantly different. In terms of richness, again, the same pattern with pitfall being less, Winkler and combined being similar, and again in the field, same pattern with the combined being greater and the pitfall and Winkler being similar. In terms of diversity, the same pattern again. We saw a little bit of difference when you look at evenness. In the field, there's more of a gradient with some significant difference, with pitfall being the least, Winkler second, and then the combined being the greatest. And then in the field, we had pitfall showing the least evenness, or the most evenness, and then we had the Winkler and the combined falling out similarly. This was part of what I thought was more of the interesting data. This is where I looked at individual species and their tendency to be captured with a single technique. So this is termed capture bias. I determined this with chi-square, one sample, goodness of fit. And basically in the dolichoderines, there was one species which did show capture bias, and this was in the forest, and it was a bias for Winkler extraction. In the formicines, there were a total of six species there. Some in the field, some in the forest, more in the forest than the field. The one that I have starred there is an ecologically important group, the Campanotus. And I believe that the reason that this species was biased towards pitfall in the forest is that the litter sifting that I did was done during the daytime. Campanotus is a nocturnal species, so they're just not going to be out on the forest floor during those times. So pitfall was required to capture those species. Myrmecines, again, some in the field that were biased towards pitfall, the majority towards pitfall, and in the forest, the majority were biased towards Winkler. The ponerines, this is also interesting. In both field and forest, the ponerines were consistently biased towards pitfall capture. So the pitfall did not capture effectively any of the ponerines, regardless of the habitat type. And so for a total there in the field, it was basically a wash with four species that were biased towards either collection technique. And in the forest, there's a clear difference with only one species that was biased towards pitfall trapping, with 12 biased towards Winkler extraction. So for conclusions, in both forest and field habitats, a combination of pitfall trapping and Winkler extraction yielded greater species richness at all subsample sizes than either method alone. So that's sort of a no-brainer. You'd expect that. There's more effort put in there. You're going to get more in terms of results. Consistency of species composition was reached at nearly equal rates across all sampling techniques and habitats. For a forest recommendation, in the forest, Winkler litter extraction is clearly the technique of choice if you're forced to use one technique over another. It captured more species, 42 versus 33. 12 of 13 species that showed capture bias in the forest were captured with Winkler. Campanotus are the one species that is an important species, an important genus that we're biased towards pitfall trapping. In the field, it's not as clear a choice. Pitfall captured more species, 35 versus 31. Winkler sampling captured more if less than 40 samples were taken, but once I crossed that 40 sample level, the pitfall was better. There was equal bias with four species biased towards each technique in the field, and species of Ponarini were biased towards Winkler sampling in both habitats. With that, I have lots of people to thank that helped out with the field work and be glad to answer any questions. Yes.
Do you have any hypothesis about what's causing differences in capture rate bias, for instance, between field and fielders?
I think in the field there are some species that are subterranean that you're going to get, but also in the field you have nests that you're just not going to hit with the Winkler sampling, and then those are the ones that are going to have to wander into a pitfall to get. I don't know if that answers your question.
Any ideas about habitat structure and how that might be influencing activity and then capture rates?
Well, definitely in the forest. As part of the larger study that I alluded to, I measured the humus depth, and in those grasslands there was very little humus, so you went almost immediately from light, from vegetation in a very thin humus layer to inorganic soil. In the forest, sometimes I would run into 4 to 5 inches deep of humus, and so it's a much more complex environment. There's many more, subterranean levels and different habitats, and I think there were a lot of species in the forest that specialized in that zone and just never came to the surface where they would fall into a pitfall trap.